Yo, what up, pod racers? Are you like me where you sunburn easily? Have narrow shoulders you want to hide from the world? Weirdly small nips? Great news, we have a solution. Original tabletop shirt designs. Reading Rainbow, Dungeon Club, a dungeon in a dragon. Find these and more over at patreon.com/goblinsgrowlersshirtclub at the $25 tier. These are all exclusive, limited run designs. We'll never bring them back again. So be sure you get yours by signing up at patreon.com/goblinsgrowlers. Yippee!
We've got the middle relic.
You've got the middle relic. You've got the forgotten middle child of the relics.
This is Quid Pro Roll, a fantasy live play adventure where a party of unlikely heroes embark on a quest to bring dragons back to their world.
Well, howdy, listeners. Welcome to the Daily Crier Listening Show, where all the news and variant and beyond can make its way, well, right to you. Whew! Had to take care of some, problems around the studio. It's interesting how things can remind you of home. Sometimes a smell of cultural cooking or the tone of a voice similar to a parent. Or in this case, the sound of a fire crackling away in the dry air. Anyways, the party defeats the mask, without defeating themselves in the process. And after passing through a crystalline door, they find stairs leading up to what could only be the relic of copper. Though, on these steps, one more challenge lay in foot. And as each wandered into a facsimile of their happiest moment, it was mostly up to them to stay or to walk on out. Fortunately, everyone chose their present adventure over past triumphs, except for Solinar. With every turn, he seems to only slip deeper into his seeming. What's your happiest moment, listener? And what does that moment mean to you? Does that moment change with your standard of happiness? And lastly, what is happiness without sorrow? And as always, y'all take care now.
Johannes, Boat, Koza. The three of you find yourselves standing on a platform. The three of you are surrounding a central pillar, the top of which holds the copper relic. Alita is there with you, but you do notice that Solinar isn't.
Hey, has anybody seen Solinar? Solinar, did he step on one of those sidewalks and become a pancake again? Pancake-inar, where are you?
So, are we at the top of the staircase? Is that what you said?
Yes.
No, I'm walking down.
You're at Pancake-inar. Here at the top of the staircase on a platform surrounding the relic.
So we never ascended the staircase. We just sort of apparated at the top of it.
From as much as you can understand, yes.
Okay. Do I feel tired as though my body continued on without me?
Your dogs aren't exactly barking, but you do feel like you've taken like maybe a mile hike.
Okay. And you say the relic's there?
Yes.
What does it look like?
Like the others, it looks like a primeval copper statue of a copper dragon. It's about yay big, maybe a foot long, give or take. Roughly, these relics are about the size of a football.
Does it seem like there's any kind of Indiana Jones style trap on this thing?
You can roll for investigation.
I would like to do that. That's a 9.
You don't think there's anything.
All right, I'm going to take it.
All right. So as you take it, you hear an enormous boulder land onto the ground. No. You take it, and you feel, again, a surge through your body. You feel this sense of energy, this sense of strength course through you.
Okay. How heavy is it?
About as heavy as a football made of copper would be.
Do we have football in this world?
It's like 30 pounds.
Okay.
Well, it's solid copper.
Isn't that what a...
It's not a hollow that, football. Like,
no, it's not a hollow football. It's a football-sized hunk of metal.
Okay.
You're going to need a really strong chain to hang that around your neck.
Yeah.
Is this another Alex can't math well thing? Like, is 30 pounds an unreasonable amount for
no,
that big
if
of a
it,
thing?
No. If it helps you, Brandon, it's like 14 kilograms.
Yeah. That,
somewhere around
there. How many stone is that, though?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Seriously, is that a reasonable amount for solid copper football?
Said, you said copper football, and I just thought it was hollow inside, like it was full of air. So that's why I was 30 pounds.
I would say I...
help me engineer.
I feel my gut is saying yes, because copper is pretty heavy.
Okay, cool.
But
I looked it up. I was curious. It's 2.14 stones.
Okay. All right. I can understand.
Now you
that.
Got it.
I grok that. Yeah. That's fine. Yeah. All right. So we got this, but we got no Solinar. I guess we have to go down the stairs to see if we could find his body anywhere.
Jesus.
His ragged corpse.
You see Johannes at the bottom of the stairs, and he's just kind of like darting around.
How fast was Johannes going down this endless staircase?
Johannes fell down the stairs. He didn't walk down him. He fell.
Johannes jumped, and he grabbed the fire pole, and he was like, we're going to find Solinar.
He's just a Steel Town girl on a Saturday night looking for the fight of his life.
I'm just picturing Johannes being like, man, climbing down these stairs is taking too long. And so he drops one of his
shields
and just surfs it.
Shield surfs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do I need to roll a dex save for that?
Yeah, go ahead, Link.
Legolas did it before Link did.
Link did it down a lot of surfaces.
22.
Down one staircase.
Not a crit. 22.
Yeah, shockingly, you are able to SSX tricky your way down the staircase.
Not that shocking. I've got one shield that I'm using as a wind thing, and one shield that I'm using as a...
I'm sorry, are you trying to wind surf down this staircase?
I've got two shields. I mean, you know, I'm not going to let one of them just, like, do all the work and the other one have the day off.
It's been so long since I played SSX Tricky, so just in case it's relevant, I just want to be like, whoa, sick trick!
We're talking about Alpine Alps.
Regardless, Johannes, you're going to reach the end of the staircase, which, as you look up, it doesn't seem as long as you remember it was when you first came into the room.
That staircase seems a lot shorter than I remember it to be. Or maybe I've gotten taller.
This is 100% Mario 64.
So,
Wahoo! Whoopee!
So, is Solinar not in here?
Whoa, you got down here really quick, too. Solinar, maybe he went back into the mirror room. The rubber walls. I'm gonna go and see if he's over there.
Hey, I would like
I'm gonna bring the mirror with me.
I'd like to just give a little bit of update on the football made out of solid copper.
Yeah, please. I was waiting for that.
That would be closer to 84 pounds.
So it's partially hollow. It's just like really. It's thick copper.
It's hurting my neck.
Imagine. Chapman just did the math. That's an engineer for you.
I might be a little off on the volume of a football because I was just trying to find the quickest reference to that as I could.
You're good, man. If it helps you out, Brandon, I still have this conversion thing up. Mm-hmm. That's about 6 stone.
Okay. Okay. How many hands tall is it, though?
Yeah, let me jump on that.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Michael Jordan says half.
Yeah, I would just like to say... copper's heaviest.
Cobalt,
y'all.
So, was anybody else trapped in a dream world there briefly, while we were going up the stairs?
Yeah, I was.
Okay. So maybe we were actually bodily in the dream world then. I was at one of the heights of my popularity in wrestling. Was everybody else in, you know, a positive spot in their lives?
Well, it was a positive spot, but there was a little boy and he wanted me to stay in the place, but the thing that made the place special was that it was transient. I don't know. He seemed kind of dumb to me. Like,
I also talked with a dumb boy while I was in there. He had golden eyes.
Yeah, this one had golden eyes too.
I talked to a really smart boy with golden eyes, and I also got to sing through the woods. And I was like, I'm singing through the woods, but I was doing it better than that, I promise.
Did we address that Solinar's not here?
Oh. Yeah.
Do you think that we need to sing a song to bring him back?
I wonder if he's in like a special moment, but he just wanted that to last forever. Is Solinar kind of dumb too?
No, Solinar is one of the smartest people I know. He knows how to pick a lock. Can you imagine that? That's crazy. Those locks are more complicated than art.
I don't know that I'd call Solinar dumb.
Narrator voice.
He is.
He's... I do have some concerns that maybe he didn't figure his way out of the dream.
Oh, maybe he... Wait, is Solinar the kind of person who wants to live in a moment forever, as if that happiness could be captured without fleeting away?
It's a fairly existential question, yeah. Koza.
All right, so we've all been assumed bodily into the dreams, and Solinar is still there.
Just a brief flip of camera view to Solinar at this tavern, and he's like, "Woo! This night's gonna last forever."
Oh, I have an idea. Little dumb golden-eyed boy, are you there? Hello, little dumb golden-eyed boy?
I don't think that's his name, Koza.
Well, he should have introduced himself.
He sounds like the character in a children's rhyme.
So Koza, I've got this. Boethius, show yourself.
Hey, I hate to revisit this kind of argument. If I'm right, went on for a while, but Boethius would have been a great name for that child that we had to name.
Anyway, he really looked like a Boethius to me.
Anyway, yeah, but Boethius, little dumb golden-eyed Boethius boy.
Wherefore art thou, Boethius?
You could just call him Golden Boy. That would probably be polite.
Ah, right, Golden Boethius.
You know, Golden Boethius is well known for being a game planted in arcades by the CIA.
Mm-hmm. Well, in that case, I'm going to use this mirror and I'm going to walk around, because this used to be seeing lots of people and now they're not here anymore. But maybe Solinar is here and he will be in the mirror. So I'm going to keep walking around until I see him, or until I hit a wall, or maybe two. Three tops.
Solinar, as you are in your tavern romp, I'm going to let you make one more check.
Big money, no whammy.
Come on, three.
I did better than three. I did two.
You did two? Well, Solinar was a great...
I never want to leave this moment forever.
Solinar was a great character while he lasted.
So anyway, about my new character, Reginald Swamperson.
I hear y'all need a new kind of shifty looking guy in your party. Let's go.
He's been living in the copper area for like 50 years.
He's been living in the ceiling of the copper temple for the last 50 years.
He's a copper miner. He's an old prospector.
Johnson is his middle name. I think it's a like for like. We move on.
Alita's gonna kind of like look around like, so how do you get someone out of a magic test dream?
Oh, well, that's why I'm hoping we can talk to the golden eye Boethius, because maybe he'll let us...
I got an idea.
Oh
yeah. Oh, whenever I'm sleeping too heavy, there's only one way you could possibly wake me up. And Johannes takes out his water skin and he undoes it and he just pours it out on the ground. Ha ha, got you, buddy. Now you're all soaked in water. Temple, you gotta wake up.
Pouring one out for the homies.
You're putting the temple's hand in water.
You make the temple pee out Solinar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Take that.
Do I see a access panel for talking to the golden-eyed Boethius?
You are more than welcome to roll investigation.
All right. Oh, that's an 8.
You don't find anything. I don't know if it's because it wasn't there or because you just didn't see it, but you found nothing.
Here's a question. Solinar and all of the things on him would have been transported to this mystical fantasy realm, right?
Theoretically, yes.
How pissed is the spirit inside his gem right now?
You talking about in this sword?
Yeah.
I don't know. Has it occurred to Solinar to check his sword?
My understanding is that she has a will of her own.
She does, but she is her own consciousness and might be in her own dream.
But she can... Oh.
Smash cut.
Yeah. Ooh, what a beautiful spa. Oh, wow. They've got 17 different scented oil misters. Wow. And they're all set on lilac.
I would...
Her dream is back when she had a corporeal form.
And, wait, and straight up, a what significant is? Other.
Get bodied.
Wait, do you have like an actual, like, what this sword would be dreaming?
Do I know what Astrid's happiest moment was? Yes.
Can we hear it?
No, y'all don't have any consciousness there. Same way you haven't seen or heard what Alita's
Can the listener hear it?
It sounds like a bonus episode.
Sounds like a Patreon. Okay. Well,
we can now close listener, our ears.
You get to hear that, and maybe even Alita too.
So here's basically my question here. If Astrid was to roll a save, because I guarantee Astrid's wisdom is like 10 times higher than Solinar's, and Astrid was to successfully save, would Astrid's spirit reappear back in the sword with Solinar inside Solinar's vision, or would attention appear inside the temple by itself?
Ow!
Probably that one.
I just got hit by a sword. Oh my god, this is Solinar's sword. He's walking around
actually,
without his attention.
Hold on. No, that's actually a valid query. Let me go ahead and roll.
Wait, the sword is becoming somewhat transparent to me.
Oh god, this is like Back to the Future. You know, I think that if I had rolled higher, that probably would have happened. Astrid's not leaving. Not right now, anyway.
Oh, boy, the sword is gone. I have been
there is no
hit
sword.
By nothing. What was I even thinking? The bump on my head must have fallen.
What about Bol? Is Bol here?
Bol is there.
Okay, cool. Bol is very connected to reality. Definitely believes in living in the moment.
Bol is connected directly to the sentience of the Queen of Spores, who is a fey creature. You can't trap fey creatures in realms of dreams.
Fey creatures are grounded and believe in living in the moment.
I have a question. This illusory reality that Solinar is living within and keeps making wisdom saves against. What kind of effect is it?
What do you mean?
He's pulling that half-elf card.
I'm a half-elf, so if it's a charm effect, I should have been rolling with advantage this whole time.
Look, the only way we can get Solinar back is if we make it more comfortable for him to come back here than however comfortable it is where he is.
Look,
so we got to put our heads together, and we got to think about how do we make pillows.
Do any of y'all see a way that maybe we could somehow connect to this golden Boethius?
Pillows.
Boat, can you talk to the relic or something?
Hey, where's my friend?
Okay, maybe you are the wrong person to ask. Can I have the relic now?
I mean, be careful. It weighs like 6 stone.
She's going to like take it and immediately like fall to the ground like a cartoon. Oh, this is very dense. Apparently, like Solinar.
But
got him. Get dunked on.
And somewhere in Solinar's dream, he just gets like the worst sunburn, even though it's like the middle of night in a tavern.
Guys, I'm legitimately not sure how we get him out.
Can I touch the football?
The relic of the copper dragons. Yes, you
can touch
it. Let
me get a hand on that ball.
What is this, like Space Jam?
Yeah, I put my hand on the ball.
No, this is a medical exam.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Can I do a vibe checks on the magic item?
The relic?
Yes.
Sure. Okay, what are you trying? What do you mean vibe check it?
like
don't explain
Alex,
to me what a vibe check is.
No,
I'm asking what you're trying
I got
to
this
roll.
Out. Alex, is it chill?
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm asking what to roll.
Like, would you like? Would you like? If you had a blunt, would you hit it with it? Like, would you watch Mike Tyson Mystery Tour with it?
Is it chill enough that I would enjoy myself with it and Netflix?
Does it seem like it can hang?
Chapman, what are you trying to roll?
I don't know. I just want to talk to the golden boy, Theus, and get in that dream.
Get all up in that dream.
Let me look at my spell list.
Making this weird.
How dare you?
You know what? I've got an idea. I'm aggressively going to sleep right now.
Wait, do any of you have sleep and you could just cast it on yourself?
I curl up into a ball and I cast bless. As in, bless you, go to sleep now.
I'll cast Earth Tremor to rock you to sleep.
No, you are underground!
That didn't stop me before.
Yeah, and it almost killed Solinar.
I'm rolling for sleep.
Well, Solinar's not here right now.
Okay, roll for sleep.
I got a 13. I'm a sleepy boy.
Actually, that does hit. So yes, Johannes, as your consciousness begins to fade, you hear sort of this raucous laughter and cacophony of like a party going on. You find yourself within a tavern that smells of ale and warm food.
Whoa, this party is chill. Dude, I vibe checked this party and I'm here for it. Let's go.
There's money all over the tables. There's money all over the counter. There's ale everywhere. There's like big chunks of roast animal. Mm. There's fruits. There's desserts.
Is there a cheese wheel?
There is a cheese platter, but no wheel.
Whoa. Oh, it's okay. I'm going to take a bunch of these cheeses and I'm going to pull my shirt out like you would if you're trying to carry a bunch of toys down the stairs, and I'm going to fill it with cheese, and I'm going to walk around and be like, would you like some cheese? It's free for the day, but really it's because it was always free.
Walk around offering cheese samples to the patrons.
Excuse me, patron, I have but a brie. Would you like a brie? I also have Munster and maybe even some Manchego.
What is Munster? Cheese for werewolves?
Like, it was made from the milk of a werewolf.
No, don't milk werewolves!
Look, yep. That's not my... This is cheese.
Think how talented at husbandry you have to be to milk a werewolf. You have to get them to trust you one day a month or one night a month at a time.
It's a full moon cheese.
I have a quick question. Is a werewolf in its human form not a werewolf?
No, they're still a werewolf.
No, so really, werewolf. You just have to, like, convince somebody.
I don't like where this is going.
I'm just saying, it's not as complicated as it was being presented.
Guys,
human,
I have said it before on this podcast, and the fact that I have to say it again is shocking. Stop talking about milking sentient humanoids.
Yo ho, yo ho, the burglar's life for me. Oh, hey, Johannes. Yeah, I'll absolutely take some cheese.
Wait. What up, Solinar? Here, have this one. It looks very full moony.
Solinar has like a moment where it's like, because Johannes being present in this bar and Solinar being like, oh, hey, Johannes, it's like, wait, hold on.
Wait. Hold on.
What?
What?
Well, you can't.
You can't.
What is this?
What is this?
No, that's what I want to know.
Oh, well, wouldn't you want to know?
That is what I want to know.
I want to know too. Can I speak to the proprietor of this restaurant?
Solinar looks around at his gang to see how they're responding to Johannes' sudden presence.
It appears to them as if he's not even there.
Hmm.
Are you guys seeing this?
Seeing what?
The guy. The guy that's right here. You know.
Hello.
The halfling guy. The gorgeous, gorgeous halfling guy.
Maybe you better slow down.
Literally just gave you some cheese.
Yeah, I have cheese. I know this guy.
Maybe you should slow down. Locke is going to reach out and slowly slide the tankard away.
Person with the stovepipe hat. I literally gave you some of this cheddar.
Tommy the Chimney looks blankly through Johannes.
My gosh, I gave these people cheese and they don't even acknowledge me?
Ghost cheese.
As far as they're aware, cheese just appeared in their hand.
I don't understand this at all.
Me neither. I haven't been ignored this bad since that time I went to my brother's 17th birthday and I wasn't supposed to.
Johannes, sometimes you say things and they're just so incredibly sad.
Oh, I'm sorry, Solana. Would you like, Manchuego?
Do not mispronounce my favorite cheese, you bastard.
I'm more of a soft cheese kind of man.
Oh, good news. I've got queso right here.
Ooh.
Wait, you just have like a palm full of queso like you're trying to give water to a thirsty alley cat?
Yeah, it's in my palm. Here, you can take some licks, Solana.
Lick his cheese. Lick his cheese now.
I offer you the cheese from the palm of my hand and ask only that you lap at it like a dog.
There's a jalapeno in the center. If you get it, then you get a little toy. But you have to hide it until other people have finished all the cheese. All
right. This is so all right, gross. Alex, what do you want to do with the fact that Johannes being here is making this whole thing very wrong?
What would that do to Solinar's mind?
Well, he'd be...
What would that do to his cognition?
He'd be massively confused, which I feel like...
Why would he be confused?
Well, because...
Can I roll to see if I know what's going on here?
Please do, while I walk Josh.
It's okay, I'm not supposed to be good at wisdom.
Because if Johannes is here, then Solinar remembers Johannes. And if Solinar remembers Johannes, then Solinar remembers things before Johannes. If Solinar remembers things before Johannes, then Solinar remembers that everyone surrounding him right now, with the exception of Alyssa and Locke, are dead.
Yes.
So does Solinar want to remember that?
Doesn't matter. It will come to him.
I think this is the sort of thing that, like, breaks a reality down.
You are correct.
So, do you want me to roll things?
No, you have walked yourself through what the thought process would naturally be and how it would work.
I'm eating some French goat cheese watching you process this.
I just don't, because almost all of you are dead. Like, really dead. Like, no heads dead.
The party goes on without the acknowledgement of what you said. Almost as if they couldn't hear you.
Johannes, what is this? Where am I right? What's going on? How did you get here?
First, lots of questions. Let's break them down. This is mozzarella, one. Two, I think this is a party. Three, I don't know where this is. I've been asking for the proprietor for a while. And four, I have no idea how I got here. I think I took the cart? No, we lost that somewhere. Snuffles? I have no idea. I didn't walk here, or did I? My feet look clean, but they're always clean.
Solinar goes to step outside the front door of the tavern and check the surroundings.
As you step outside into the cold, dark night, and everything surrounds you seems to be what you would expect. Roll wisdom. No longer a saving throw.
That's a 19.
As you stare, you begin to notice seams around the parts of this world. Far enough away that you don't think you could reach to touch them, but clear enough that you are not questioning what you're seeing.
Yeah, that kind of figures.
You were happy here, right?
Well, yes, I was happy here at one point.
As you turn, you see sitting on a crate outside the tavern is a young, golden-haired, golden-eyed half-elf boy.
Theus.
What's up, kid? What's the scoop?
You were happy here.
Once, yeah. Yeah, I was very happy here.
You don't have to leave.
That seems not just irresponsible, that seems wrong.
Why?
There are people outside of this that are counting on me. And honestly, the more I think about the fact that I'm surrounded by what amounts to ghosts, the more it breaks my heart to look at all of them.
They're not ghosts here. They're not gone here.
Well, and what is here?
You're here. This moment's here. This night that doesn't have to end. This memory that you don't have to lose anymore. You could stay.
And what? Just exist inside the tavern? Just party the hours away?
Yes. In this moment that you were happy.
No, I get the appeal. I understand. But if that's how I'm gonna die, I'd rather do it making out with a nymph, to be honest.
The boy kind of pauses and looks at you, not thinking that was going to be the response.
What, you think you're the only unending party I've been to?
Get new material, spooky child. I'm trying to figure out how this, like, weird, haunted child would respond to that.
Hey, child, your party? Weak.
There are no sexy fae parties going on here. It's just a normal person material plane party. Mm-hmm.
People aren't even drinking out of flower petals. You kidding me?
Unacceptable. I only take my shots out of tulips.
God. We gotta go to the Netherlands.
Don't.
Hello, you know those tulips you guys normally send to Canada? Can we grab a couple?
Sponsor us. Keep your.
Don't get me wrong. This has been great.
Sponsored by tulips.
I've enjoyed this a great deal, but it's not real. It's not what happened. It's not current. Part of the reason why this is such a happy memory is because it's allowed to be exactly what it is within my mind. An encapsulated moment that doesn't need to change, that doesn't need to progress. Because at the end of the day, there are things about each of these people that wouldn't be so ideal. There's things about this situation that wouldn't be ideal. There's a lot of people that get hurt doing what we did to get this money in the first place.
I could bring you to another memory.
Yep.
Something different.
And that doesn't help me atone for the things I've done. That doesn't help me move forward with my life. That's just stasis. It's not worth it.
Your friends care about you very much. He came to you into this space. I had not accounted for that.
It's hard for me to say how long I would have been here before realizing something was wrong without Johannes seeking me out.
Yeah, especially if you kept screwing up your wisdom saving throw.
This Telagio is so good. I want to stay here forever.
Are you just looking up cheeses? Do you just have like a Google sheet right now open with on the types of cheese wiki?
Wikipedia.
Wiki cheese.
Tortilla.
Cheese right now.
None of us camembert this conversation anymore.
Why? You don't think it's any Gouda?
No.
I'm fed up with it.
It's really got your goat, I guess.
Orc cheese.
Ugh, you're a Munster for bringing up that joke.
It's Munster. It's pronounced Munster, you monsters.
I mean, Arcana and Brazier.
Don't forget what was it? Oh, of course, now that I need to say it, I can't remember it. Oh,
werewolf cheese. Yeah, I'm going to keep naming sentient cheeses until you move on.
Bodega. Should, that's the one that you mispronounced.
I think we need to switch to another topic.
With that moment, the boy is going to kind of look at both you and Johannes, his head tilted curiously. He doesn't smile. He doesn't frown. He just looks confused for a moment. But you blink, and Johannes blinks. And when you open your eyes, you're standing on a platform at the top of the stairs.
Johannes, Johannes is like right beside Solinar, right?
Yeah.
Solinar's gonna go over and give Johannes a hug.
Ooh, hello, Solinar. We found you.
Thanks, buddy.
Oh, thank you for giving me so much cheese. But look, I haven't even put on a pound. It's dream cheese, the secret.
Ugh, I want dream cheese. That's wonderful. It's great on bagels.
The ultimate in diet foods.
Mm-hmm. No, it's all good. We had dreams too. And then I realized I keep trying to find you while I'm awake. That's silly. I gotta go to sleep.
Well, I'm glad you had that thought because I'm not gonna lie. I couldn't tell anything was wrong at first.
Well, you're usually the light sleeper. You wake up whenever there's any commotion at all. And I sleep really heavy. So I'm really happy that you wake me up every day so that we can continue on our adventure. And today, I get to be your alarm clock.
Solinar just kind of like solemn nods like, yeah, yeah.
But tomorrow you're going to have to wake me up, buddy.
Oh, absolutely. Without a doubt, that's not a problem at all.
Ugh. Boat, Koza, you are going to see at the top of the stairs that Johannes and Solinar have returned.
Walking down.
And they're dressed all in white.
Oh my god, this plinth is empty. Somebody's already stolen the relic.
Oh my god, you guys, somebody stole the relic.
Yeah, I guess
oh
no. We're just gonna have to leave empty handed. Yeah. Let's go.
Don't worry, it's on the floor over there. None of us can pick it up because it's almost 100 pounds. Or
I
six
have
stones.
It! I can lift it! It's just I move kind of slow.
Too many stones.
It's not made of stone, Boat.
That's the
it's copper.
That's the measure of weight that we're using. It's measured in stones.
Your world.
Oh, thank God.
It's that we've impressed on a measurement system.
Hey, it's better than what I got. So,
it's so good to see y'all and these ridiculous arguments y'all are having.
What do you mean ridiculous arguments? This thing is heavy. I hate it.
When I started paladin school, we used to strap rocks onto our arms and we would walk around with them.
Like Dragon Ball Z gravity training.
Yeah, well, it wasn't fashion. It was for training. You had to do everything you did, except you do it with rocks on your arms. Man, did I break many a dish before I figured that out.
So as Johannes and Solinar return to the group, the relic is going to shrink closer to the size that you guys sort of remembered the original relics being, which is significantly more compact and carryable.
Is it still as dense?
I mean,
or denser.
It's not the same weight, but it is still solid.
How many? Can you give me the weight in stones, please?
A really dense stone.
Ooh, one. That's pretty nice. That's a carryable.
So,
all right, y'all want to get out of here and go back to go back to Lord Alden, because we've got two relics to turn in now.
Yeah, hopefully we don't get mugged on the way back.
Yeah, guys, I think we need a moment. We We found another one of the relics. There's only two left.
High fives all around. High five.
What are the other two?
Silver and gold.
Ah, we'll need to make new friends, but keep the old.
I don't think friendship is...
I was trying so hard to remember that lyric.
Solinar's gonna have trouble with that one.
Can't keep most of his old friends.
Yeah, most of Solinar's old friends haven't kept for a while.
Yeah, somebody put up an image of the book, the children's book, All My Friends Are Dead, and just photoshopped Solinar's head to the top of the Brontosaurus.
Yeah, it really just depends on how much formaldehyde we have.
Or a freezer.
Don't be mean to my boy.
Let's go to Sophia's and gather ourselves together, maybe get a little rest in, and then say our farewells. Oh, hell. I have to figure out how to keep Locke and Alyssa from killing each other before we go.
You guys travel back through the temple, up the stairs, back into the sewer, and then you climb your way up, out, back into the city of Tinkerhaven. As you all emerge, you see it's almost dawn. Hey guys, Alex here. I am just popping in to thank some of our Patreon subscribers. I cannot tell you guys how much it means to me to have you guys all on this journey with us and for making this possible. I want to thank Brian Barltrop, Caitlin Brophy, Craig Little, James Arms, Kane Agnelli, and Kyle Oatman. You guys help make this reality, and I'll never be able to tell you how grateful I am. So hopefully this does a little bit of it. Thank you.
She's thinking about it. Thinking about it. She's like, would a temple pee out Solinar? Let's see.
Yeah, I was sitting there trying to figure out a way to make that work, but no, surprisingly, pouring water on the floor does not return your friend from the alternate dimension in which he is trapped.
Well.